Sometimes the best thing is just to hit record and go. This is the Finding the Plot podcast. I'm Neil. The premise of the podcast is simple, uncontroversial, it seems to me. It's that you don't know someone until you know that person's stories. You can look at someone's CV and get a sense of where they've been, but get no idea whatsoever of the why behind it. What put this person on this particular path? And to know that, it seems to me, you need to know the person's stories. You need to at least know a story for the person to become a person, because that's what makes us, in the minds of other people, people, is those people getting some sense that we're people because we have stories. We're not simply human beings, but we're people because we have stories, we have experiences. We assign meaning to the world based on our experiences, where we're coming from. And I can't get a good sense of how you assign meaning to the world, the people in it, events, your sense of yourself, of me, others, ever fully. But I think I can get closer to it, to knowing that, to getting some sense of that at least, if I hear some of your stories. Because your stories will illustrate for me you taking actions, and it will give me some sense of what actually moved you to take those specific actions in the given circumstances of the story. Your CV doesn't show me that. I need to see you making the decision between going to medical school and taking a job at McKinsey. You got offers in hand. What led you into consulting? What put you in finance? What put you wherever you are, running a bicycle shop now? It's some series of decisions that have been informed, influenced, driven by the way you assign meaning to the world. And you can give me a speech about how you assign meaning and what's valuable to you. And it's all cheap talk. That is, I experience it as cheap talk. Because I don't know what it means. To say you're passionate about solar, for example. Okay. No idea what that means. Cheap talk. But when you show me how you live and why you feel that way and why you form that belief, that set of beliefs that made that your thing, when I hear that, then I'll understand it and I'll believe you. It's not that I doubted you before. I wasn't saying what you're saying is false. I don't mean to imply that in this hypothetical example. Only that telling me that you're passionate about something is metaphysically equivalent to nonsense. I just don't know what to do with it. But when you show me actions and you bring me in somehow into your inner experience, then I get to know you. And maybe I want to hire you, promote you, recruit you, be friends with you. The goal here is to hear people's stories, to understand them. And hopefully through that, through the repetition of that, you might start to think a bit more about your own stories. And then when you do that, you can tell those stories, and those stories will create conversations, and those conversations will generate relationships and opportunity. That's the pragmatic utilitarian part of it. But in the telling of those stories, which I hope you will be prompted to do if you stick around, you will start to assign greater meaning to things in your own life. So you'll start to get a better sense of how you assign meaning when you structure your own experiences into the form of story. And one of the best ways of learning how to do that is to watch other people struggle with that process of shaping events into a story so that meaning can become more apparent, motivations can become more apparent. To take the cheap talk assertions, what I call speeches, which are just claims, all telling and no showing, and engineering, crafting, designing, squeezing from a set of experiences, some structure that helps other people understand. Not trying to create some veridical representation of reality. That's not the goal. But nor are we licensed to just make up shit. What we want is we want to be constrained by the facts, the observable facts, and your recollection of your inner experience, and mold together those potentially, ostensibly, seemingly, perhaps disparate, perhaps, or maybe not so disparate, events into a story that helps you understand, helps others understand your why, how you assign meaning, from what you take meaning. That's the goal. And everything like what I'm saying right now begins with a shitty first draft. So this is a freestyle. This is a shitty first draft. I thought I might edit out the misspeaks and the breathing. But why do that? Because all of these stories begin as shitty first drafts. They begin rough and imperfect. And it's okay. It doesn't matter. We're not trying to do Hollywood. We're not trying to win Academy Awards. What we want to do is we want to take our own experiences and intentionally shape them truthfully so that we see meaning and that others can understand how we assign meaning and from where we get meaning in life. That's the basic idea. So stick around. Maybe I'll talk to you someday. I don't know. Don't know who I'll talk to. But I want to talk to people who are willing to have real conversations and not perform and not act in a phony way that people do on social media, but just have real talk and try to understand those things, not giving some mini TED talk, not bullshitting it, not doing some bad acting, but just understanding the truth of people's experiences and how they understood those experiences, the meaning. I don't know what shape that will take, but it will take some shape. And the only real obstacle to that is me not doing it. And the same with you with your own projects. You are the first obstacle. I am my first obstacle. So this is a hello world that I'm going to put up to commit me to doing what I need to do. Appreciate you listening.